Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
As you've been hearing all day here on WBAL, we are reporting on the, the second suspected DUI case of Anne Arundel County Delegate Don Dwyer. Joining us now is WBAL C4. C4, a former state senator. You served in the legislature with Don Dwyer, and obviously you've known him over the years. Your thoughts on the quote-unquote second time around here?
Well, technically, I didn't serve with Don. He actually came in right behind me, but at the same time, I served on Judicial Proceedings Committee. He served on Judiciary, so we both served on the committees that hear this under the influence, drunk driving, whatever issues that you want to talk about. I said at the time when he admitted after the first offense that he blew a 2.0 prior to even going to court that he should have stepped down from office at that point.
It is true that I was drinking while operating my boat yesterday. It's also been reported that my blood alcohol content was 0.2. I deeply regret my actions, and I ask for forgiveness from the public.
What we hear, the legislation that we hear that deals with under the influence driving and all the problems associated with that, he needs to step aside. He can't, at this point, actually hear issues like that.
What type of person has he become since this boating incident, based on news reports, basically?
Well, I can tell you from Delegate Kiefer Mitchell, my cousin, who actually did serve with him on Judiciary Committee, that he has said that he's been withdrawn, he's been very depressed, as anyone would be, that goes through something like this. But at the same time, John, you just can't serve the dignity of the office having these charges over your head. You said it's two suspected. One of them he actually is guilty of. The other one now is suspected and has been charged with.
Well, he had blamed part of the alcoholism, if you will, or the drinking problem on the departure from his wife a couple of years ago. And also he pointed to the fact of the same-sex marriage legislation that he felt he was let down in some respect by his fellow lawmakers. How can that play into your day-to-day work when you take it home?
We all have gone through that. I went through a divorce, unfortunately, when I was in office. All of us have disappointments in legislative losses. That should play no role whatsoever in you basically losing control of your abilities and being able to be caught under the influence. To me, that is not any excuse for what we're watching with Delegate Don Dwyer.
Based on what we're hearing, C4, should Don Dwyer resign?
He should have stepped down after the first time.
So where do we go from here, legally?
I think his colleagues will be weighing in now. I think, as you remember with Councilman Sam Moxley, many of his colleagues began to weigh in after the second incident of him with the DUI. I think you're going to hear feel a lot of pressure for Delegate Dwyer to step aside now, even though it's still suspected at this point.
The legislature won't be in session until January. What's the procedure now?
The procedure is he just is there. I mean, he can't serve his constituents appropriately. He can't represent them. There will be committee meetings in the interim, not necessarily voting committee meetings, but gatherings. And he can't represent the citizens of Anne Arundel County appropriately, which is another reason he should step aside.
What line of work has Don Dwyer done over the years?
That's a good question. I'm not sure exactly, but I can tell you this. He has been a hard-working delegate on behalf of his issues. If you look up on illegal immigration, on same-sex marriage, you name the issue, he's out there on those issues. So I don't, besmirch his hard work as a legislator. I'm looking at his judgment. He has shown horrible judgment in these incidences.
And he is a strong conservative voice in a state where liberals outweigh conservatives tremendously.
And he gets a lot of attention because of being that strong conservative voice in the pool and bastion of liberalism that exists.
All right, C4, thanks for talking us through this a little bit. We'll see where this goes in the news, not only today, but in the coming weeks and months. And he's still really not finished with the boating incident.
It's terrible, John. I mean, he should step aside.
All right, WBAL C4 joining us on Maryland's News Now.